Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday, October the 21st, 2025. 15 minutes past the hour here. You're tuned into WGH Talk Radio, and we're glad to have you along for the ride today. Don't forget to join the group, Kroger Kids Night Out, Route 95 Kroger, Monday, October 27th, less than a week away. 5 to 7 p.m., fun games, spooky prizes. They'll also be collecting new and gently used coats and hats and gloves to donate to the Salvation Army. Kroger Kids Night Out, Monday, October 27th, Route 95 here in Marion, 5 to 7 p.m., Ghosts and Goblins galore, and of course, Candidates Night here tonight on this station. Now, our coverage will start at 7:15. We'll have a pre-show with Matt Morgan, Linda Sims, and Terry Tackett. Then I will take the helm for the actual Candidates Night as moderator starting at 7:30. That will run through 9:30. Then we'll have a post-show with Terry and Linda and Matt. And then I'll be on 10:15 after the 10:15 break tonight with Dr. Amy Acton, Democratic candidate for governor, live tonight at 10:15. You're not going to want to miss that, and that's after a new poll was released today from Newsweek showing that Ramaswamy is ahead 50-47 with a 4.5 error margin in that particular race. Isn't that interesting? Phone lines are open. If you have a question or comment about anything, feel free to call in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Always interesting to hear from you, the listening audience. Now, I do want to make the point again. This is just a point in general. I really can't remember how many of these I've done. Tonight the rules will be a little different, but again, you will hear me ask these questions, but they're not my questions. I do want to go on the record and say that. Go ahead, caller.
The point in general. Hold on.
Okay.
I'll call back.
Okay. All right. We're going to get a call back here momentarily. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay. Well, 50-47, Ramaswamy up right now in the gubernatorial poll, and there are some questions I want to talk to Amy Acton about tonight. I think it's going to be interesting. It's live, so it'll be as it happens, but I did enjoy speaking with her on Friday, much like I enjoyed speaking with Ramaswamy back in April, so it will be what it will be tonight, 10:15 until 10:45. And again, last night was it was committee meetings, city council. Only three committees met last night. Nothing really big going on there, to be honest. And the finance committee did act very civil last night. It did not seem to be personality driven, which I always think is a good thing. And we'll go on down the road with that particular dealing. Go ahead, caller.
Yes. Here's just the message for Mr. Landon, okay?
Who sings that? Is that Pat Benatar?
That's Pat Benatar.
Pat Benatar, yeah, yeah. Well,
yep.
You know, here,
you
I...
Need, you know, you need a sidekick. Someone to be in the station or there with you to play little sound bites and hits like that, you know?
Well, you know, here's something I'll say that I did not get a chance to say last hour. When Robert was in here, which is one of the few times that I've spent time with him, maybe the only time that I've spent time with him, he was fine. He was very nice. We talked during the break. There was never an issue. So, honestly, I have nothing negative to say about him as a person. He's fine by me. And as I say, if he shows up tonight, which I hope he does, it'll be fine. There'll be no problem.
Yeah. Well, you know, and you know, we talked the other day about that posting, and, you know, you alluded to him not maybe being there tonight because of work, but then the fact that, hey, the League of Women Voters, it was at least a good 5 weeks ago that they sent out the notices, are you going to be there, et cetera, so one could, I mean, you know, if it's that important to be there, you would make arrangements with wherever you work. But, you know, you have to wonder, like someone said, well, if they're too busy and they're working and they can't make it to this, how can they make it to other scheduled meetings and not participate 100%? So that's something a lot of people need to consider as well.
Well, again, and I just want to say this for clarification for anybody. That is what I was told, that he would not be there because of work. That was not something I made up. So I was just relaying. And by the way, Teresa Lubke will also not be there because of work. Make that very clear. But those are the only two that I have been informed about. And so that's all I got to report at this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've been pretty doggone fair and impartial. You know, sometimes you get a little skewed, but hey, you know, if you were perfect, you wouldn't be here in Marion, Ohio.
Well, you never know. You never know. I hopefully there's a lot of perfect people here in Marion, Ohio. Oh, and this brings up an interesting point, though. I was thinking about this because you made a comment yesterday about, you know, you never know what to believe with so much news and all this today. And I think that's one of the problems we have, is people talk about so many outlets, and yes, so many outlets is a problem. But the truth of the matter is, name somebody in Marion, Ohio. Name somebody, you know, it's a handful. I mean, you probably can't get five more names. Name somebody who has had both Vivek Ramaswamy and Amy Acton on their show. Now, if these people saw me as negative or impartial, I don't think that would have happened. So, you know, I always say that this idea that I'm swaying one way or another, there might be a certain group of people who believe that, but by and large, people do not believe that. The league does not think that way. So, I mean, really, count the people who've had them both on for interviews this campaign cycle. I don't think you're going to get five names in Ohio, and I'm one of them. Now, I'm not bragging. I'm just saying it's because people don't see me as one way or another, and that's why you get the interviews. If you're seen as bias, there's one side that's not going to come on with you.
Well, you're lucky because in the background, people don't know your secret. You got Sam Donaldson and Phil Donahue calling these people and twisting their arms. Hey, Scott's a good guy. Interview with him.
Well, and I'll tell you know what? It didn't hurt to have them on saying nice things about me either. So, you know, that didn't hurt.
Well, all I can say is, really, you're kind of, and I don't listen to MRN anymore because of the conglomerate that runs it, or anyone else, because where, you know, you just have to accidentally happen upon them because you can't depend on the Marion paper to get the news. Everything is so fragmented. But, you know, it would appear you're the only show in town.
Well, and I would also like to say, I talked with Abby last night because there was an executive session where we all had to go outside, and the poor girl has busted her ankle up. So I felt bad for her that tonight she's got to come cover this thing with a busted ankle, because she's a one-person show for the star pretty much right now. And We sat, imagine this, we sat at the same table and talked to each other during the executive session. Imagine, media is not out there ready to strangle each other. You know, that's not how it, when media outlets attack each other personally, I don't know what that does. I don't know what good it does. You can attack somebody's, like I've said, if there are facts in a story that are wrong, now, I don't have a problem pointing that out because you want to try to have the best version of the story. But I would not, we sat there and had a great conversation last night. So imagine that two different groups get along.
Well, you know, media professionals. I've been at race car events in that. And, you know, it's, you're kind of like in a group. You've got cameramen and on-camera talent in that, and sure, somebody wants to get the best spot in that, but by and large, everything's cordial because everybody knows that it can be extremely trying at times. And I've been in situations where batteries went dead on me, and someone from ABC. WSYX helped me and got me some batteries so I could continue coverage and stuff.
Absolutely.
So there's kind of a fraternity, if you will, collegial respect, whatever, for the media. You know, at least it used to be that way when I was more heavily involved in it.
Well, and I will say this. I think Abby, who will be there tonight reporting on this, I think she'll do a fine. I don't have one iota of worry that she's going to report this thing correctly. I'm not worried at all. I think she'll be fine. I think she'll be fair to me. I think she'll be fair to the candidates. And I don't worry about that at all. So, you know, that's the difference between media groups. And I hope people do distinguish what is a legitimate and non-legitimate media group, and people can make their own decisions. I would never call anybody out, but I think that we need to do that because, as you said yesterday, there's a lot of phony stuff floating around.
There are a lot of phony things. You know, it used to be relatively easy when you had maybe five sources for news, but now you have all of these news outlets. How do they make their revenue? They sell airtime, advertising, and it's all tooth and nail to try to get the, as many eyeballs as you can so that you can get the most out of that airtime.
Well, I will say this. I will say, I don't think when anybody tunes into this show, or has for the last nearly 12 years now, I don't think anybody has ever thought that we were lying to them, that we were not giving them a fair shake, that we were denying people to come on the show. I don't think anybody has ever thought that. Now, have we been wrong? Oh, of course we've been wrong. But when we're told we're wrong, we report that. I did that at the beginning of the show this morning. I was informed last night that Miranda is given some of the questions before counsel. I have said I wish that would happen, and so I corrected that this morning. That's what you're supposed to do.
Well, you know, contrary to what you had just said, apparently, you know, Robert Landon thinks that you're not. So,
well,
you know, but
he's
so far,
entitled.
The only one.
He's entitled to his opinion.
Well, it's just outlandish that that would be said after you bent over backwards all those years to give him the opportunity to tell his side of the story and that. And, you know, it's an adult swim. Some people are going to drown.
See you tonight.
Oh, hey, to a better tomorrow.
Yep, bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 29 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Well, you know, you don't want to miss any of this tonight. It's really what this is all about. 7:30 p.m., League of Women Voters Candidates Night. I don't know how many people will be there. So there could be well over 30 at this particular point, is what I'm aware of. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm just lovely, of course.
Do you have the alarm set for tonight's broadcast?
Well, I'm going to take a nap this afternoon.
It's going to be a night here.
I hope so. I hope it's everything that... But I got my election paper in the Star. I get my Marion Star once a week because that's all I can afford.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I get my Sunday paper on Saturday. Isn't that interesting? So I'm one day ahead of all of you.
See, that's when you know the Star is very good. They get the news a day before it happens.
I get the news. I mean, it's in my mailbox the day before it even happens.
They're sharp.
But anyway, so I got that election paper that tells, you know, what all to vote for and so on and so forth. And I read that because I'm still confused over this committee thing. But I read down through there, and I thought, you know something? It doesn't look like, I mean, three-fourths of the people running are paid by taxpayers' money.
True.
To start with.
True.
And second of all, I don't understand how they can, well, like I said, I still don't understand the committee thing, how we're going to be better off. And so I guess I just think it just more cooks in the kitchen, and that doesn't usually prove very well. I mean, you got a lot of people, and most of them on there are pretty smart, whether they are really or not. You know, you got some. But I read that, and then I was trying to figure out that Charter City. Now, they said there's 240 cities that are charter cities. Was that in the whole state of Ohio? And if that's the case, that's not a very big percentage.
No, you wouldn't think so. You know, somebody said to me last night, they said, do you think this will pass? And the only thing I can say right now is, if it passes, it won't shock me. If it fails, it won't shock me. But the thing that's most interesting to me, it's not moving the vote that I'm aware of. You know, it's not turning out people to vote. So most people must not have a great interest in it. Now, if election day a lot of people turn out, then I'll retract that statement I just made. But for some reason, it doesn't. Have you seen a yard sign, vote for me for charter commission? Have you seen a billboard that has... I don't see any of this.
But if you're not taking the Marion Star and got Sunday's edition, how do you even have a clue what it is? And most people that have not a clue don't vote. I mean, don't. They might vote for the other issues. Hopefully they do. Like the ones, you know, is trying to get more tax money. But as far as, you know, I bet you I go around my neighborhood here and ask if they have a clue why they want Charter City opposed to what they have now, and I'll guarantee say they want what?
Yeah, I think you're right. And, you know, it's interesting because clearly the 23 people running for Charter Commission, now my guess is they will all vote. And my guess is
well,
that...
at least that's one.
Well, yeah. So we've got a good majority. I would say the majority of those people want the charter city. So we know there's going to be a sock of votes come from there and their friends.
That's 15? You get a vote for 15 people.
Right, and I would imagine their families, and I would imagine most of city council feels this is a good thing since they all voted for it. So I'm guessing that, you know, you're probably going to pull close to 100 votes in that group right there.
Well, okay, that's 100. And you only got 99 people voting.
Well, that's it. It could be... I'm interested to see what numbers it passes or fails by and if it turned out any vote. Because my suspicion is if it didn't turn out any vote, if the voter turnout is extremely low and it passes, it will have passed because of the group I'm talking about right now, the people who are on the commission.
That are on the committee.
So, you know, it's a tricky situation, and really,
I don't know, Scott, if you've seen that paper that, you know, where they give you election, who all's running and who in the counties want more money and who's running for trustee and so forth. That's all in that paper. But there's such a tiny percentage of people that got that paper because we know what the circulation is of the Star, which is, bless their hearts, they're trying. But anyway, I thought, yeah, or if you go over to the mall and stand there in front of Walmart, which is the biggest, busiest place, I suppose, and ask them what information they have about Charter City. And I would guarantee you they'd look at you and say, what are you talking about?
Well, I'll tell you something interesting. Now, a lot of people have knocked tonight's event. Now, I really hope people listen because you will get to hear these people. I bet you, 80 to 90% of these people, you probably would not recognize their voice or know them if you saw them. So tonight, you will get to hear from them. And that's why this event has always been somewhat important, because you will have a good idea of who these people are and why they feel the way they do. I would hope that would come out tonight. Again, I don't write the questions, so I don't even know what they'll be until about 10 minutes before we start. And
So you sure pronounce names right?
Yeah, I gotta get the names right. But really, they don't come to me. About 7:15, 7:20, somebody from the league will hand me the questions, and that'll be the first time I've seen them.
So, I don't doubt at all, but what they're running it on a very disciplined way. But like I said, when I read down through there, and I thought, well, when they said 200 and some cities are charter cities, and I thought, now, is that in the state of Ohio? There has to be 700 cities, isn't there? In this, well, we got 88 counties.
88 counties.
So that's 88, and if there's only 240 charter, that would kind of maybe tell you, too. But I just, when I got that and I read that, I thought, you know, I think they're just throwing more cooks in the kitchen, and that don't usually pan out very, especially when most of them are very outspoken because they are knowledgeable, and you get a whole bunch of professionals in there, I don't know.
We'll
wait and see. I'll read that over one more time so that I can give a knowledgeable vote.
Well, my question is, because obviously 8 people are going to be left off this charter commission if it does pass, because they can only take 15, they've got 23. Do any names on there give you worry?
About what they'll do, it won't
happen. Yeah, somebody who you would say, yeah, or maybe a few people, you say, yeah, I don't know if I really want them on this thing.
Well, like I said, Scott, it comes right down to it. If they, and they've all, but think how many of them serves on dozens of committees already.
No, that's true. That's true.
And also, like I say, you know, if you didn't get the Marion Star and you didn't get that paper, you are going to definitely give an uninformed vote.
Oh, and by the way, as far as I know, and again, I could be speaking out of school here. I'm glad you brought that up. I do believe they pass those papers out tonight. So if you're in attendance tonight, I do believe it's called a voter guide, I think.
Okay, but if there's 100 people come, how many people in Marion are registered voters?
Well, that's true. But what? How many people? See, this is how many people are going to turn out on election day? I mean, I think it's going to be very, very, very small.
I do, too, because there's not yard signs out or anything that, you know, people's running or whatever. And Election Day is probably just going to come and go. But like I said, when I read down through that list, 3/4 of the people on there's salary comes from taxpayer money.
This is true.
Well, so much. I told you everything I know. Now you just take it to the bank, Scott.
Hey, listen tonight and tomorrow you can call and critique how good a moderator I was.
Okay. See ya.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I mean, that's an interesting point. I, how many people are informed when it comes to the candidates for this charter commission? How many people even know what the charter city is? I think it's a very small number, a very, very small number. But, you know, I guess it'll shake out in the end. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that last caller. We need more people like her. She is a very discriminating individual. She knows how to analyze things, and I think she will make one of the best electorate votes that are out there.
There, I think you're right. People who pay attention that closely will listen tonight, got the voter guide. That's the type of voter you want.
Amen.
Thank you.
Better tomorrow.
Phone lines again are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We've got about 20 minutes left in the program today. Would be glad to hear from you in the listening audience. And again, our big schedule tonight, 7:15, we will go live with our pre-show coverage. Matt Morgan, Terry Tackett, Linda Sims. Candidates Night kicks off at 7:30. That'll be 7:30 to 9:30. Then we'll have the post show, Terry Tackett, Linda Sims, Matt Morgan. Then 10:15 tonight, I'll be live with Democratic candidate for governor, Amy Acton. 10:15 to 10:45. So it'll be a long night, but a good night. Here on WGH Talk. And again, the phone lines are open if you have anything to say. We've got about 19 minutes left in the broadcast today. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. I certainly enjoy hearing from you, the listening audience. I think that's an important piece of this show. And clearly, it will be an important piece of what happens tonight during the League of Women Voters Candidates Night. Now, how many people will show up? I don't know. That's going to be an interesting thing to talk about tomorrow. You know, how many people did show up for this tonight? There's a possibility of over 30 people. I think that's interesting. Maybe there will be over 30 people. I don't know. But I do know it's your chance. And by the way, if you want to go, it's over at the Senior Center. It's your chance to ask whatever question you would like to ask of these candidates. Now, not every question will get asked because we've only got 2 hours, but you never know. Your question could get in, and I think that is a worthwhile opportunity, and it's also something worthwhile to watch. You know, you go over there, you sit, and you watch this thing transpire. And I think that that's very interesting. You know, these events, you know, I would say they've been entertaining over the years. I would say they've been informative. I would say they've been a lot of things. And I have no doubt to believe that tonight's event will be much of the same. But again, phone lines are open. If you've been thinking about calling in this morning, feel free to weigh in. We always enjoy hearing from you. 740-383-9944 with about 17 minutes left in the broadcast here today. Oh, well, here's something that has nothing to do. Well, let's take the phone call and maybe we'll come back to that point in just a second. Go ahead, caller.
You know, Scott, how the candidates send that little card in the mail to you?
Yes.
A little bit bigger than a postcard. Why can't WWGH send something like that out to people in Marion and advertise your program more?
Well, here's the thing, and this is the truth. More people listen. Well, like I said, here's what happened in the last week. You know, we're quoted by the mayor on the front page of the Marion Star. I'm hosting Candidates Night tonight. And that was sent out on every newspaper that the League of Women Voters sent out. Also, every flyer the League of Women Voters sent that out. You know, Amy Acton's doing this show tonight. I don't think she's doing this show because she thinks nobody's listening. So,
oh, no, I'm not saying that, Scott.
No, I guess my point is, I don't think you only reach who you reach, and I think that people in the know listen, because it's always amazing to me when somebody will come back and say, I heard you say that. Well, yesterday was a good example. I mean, it wasn't the most pleasant example in the world, but, you know, clearly people heard what I said.
Yeah, but, you know, if KFC or McDonald's had, you know, that mindset, they'd say everybody knows McDonald's. I got those arches out in front of my... Well, I don't even think they do that anymore. And so why should I advertise?
Oh, no, I think we should advertise, but I think we're like I said, if you listen to the League of Women Voters tonight, and I'm sure there will be a lot of new listeners tonight because they've done a lot of publicity on this. They want people to listen. I mean, like I said, we've been advertised in the voter guide. We were in the Star last week because of it. They have sent it out to their members on their mass email list. So, you know, that helps. Those things help along the line. I just think that, you know, when I was at WMRN years ago, if you would have listened to one of my shows, it's very similar to what you hear now. There's a portion of the audience that listens that never calls in. There's a portion of the audience that does call in, thank goodness. And that's just kind of how it goes. And I, who knows how many people are listening on the whole, really.
I mean, we got more people listening to your program. We might get more callers that call in and participate.
Well,
I'm a little disappointed sometimes how few of us call in and participate.
Well, but
you know, I try to encourage people, you know, to call in and give their opinion.
Well, I'll tell you, it's very interesting. As I've always said, if I started tomorrow and did not talk about anything local politically, we would immediately, if I just started doing trivia every morning, you would hear voices that you never hear.
My Meals on Wheels driver was here yesterday.
Yeah.
And he's from Marion. There's a different driver every day. And we was talking, we got talking about news, and I was telling him, you know, how I get, you know, my news. I said, that's about the only Marion news you're going to get, besides a little bit the Star puts in there. And, oh, I never heard of them. Almost everybody I talk to tell me they've never heard of your program.
Well, do they start listening, though, when you tell them?
Well, I hope.
Me too. But I think it's just one of those things. I mean, you know, we live in a different world now. And the world we live in is people are much more quiet than they used to be.
No, I don't believe that.
Oh,
they're not quiet on social media.
No. Social media. Yeah.
Where they can be anonymous a lot of times.
No, they'll take shots at you on social media, but you said the word there. They can do that anonymously.
Yeah.
Now, here they can't do that anonymously. We're going to hear their voice, and obviously I'm here talking to them. I mean, do you get as many calls at your house as you used to from family members and friends and people dropping by? I think we live in a completely different world now. People are not as verbal as they used to be.
Yeah, I agree with that. Plus, I'm getting older. You know, a lot of people I know are dying off.
Well, like to get the coverage that we get and the people who listen that do, listen, you always want it to be bigger, but, you know, that's just something that has to happen over time. And I think when you concentrate more on the size of your audience than the quality of your show, that's bad.
I'm not saying leave the quality go down, but...
Well, like, for example, our Facebook page, you know, this is the way you have to do things now. This is the world we live in. Our Facebook page, and we've never paid for a like. I guarantee you, and some people do, we've never paid for a like. our Facebook page is followed by 5.2 thousand people. And that little bit we did on the No Kings on Saturday has not been up for 72 hours yet. It's got 668 responses, 418 comments, and 32 shares. Now, that's who's listening.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. So, there you go. I think
I'm not saying you're doing things wrong, but...
No, I'm just saying, people are interested in different things, I think is what it comes down to. So,
yeah, I just wish we could get more people participating.
Well, like, there are certain people who will never call in and give a political opinion that call in at other times. I mean, have you noticed that?
No.
Okay. Next time we're talking about something that's not political, pay attention. You'll hear other voices.
Oh, yeah, especially when you do those Family Feud things and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think that's just what people are interested in. But, by the way, do any of these candidates give you any worry?
Oh, I don't want the ones on there that are paid by the city, but we're going to have some. I'm not going to vote for especially any police officers. I'm not going to vote for the mayor and, I don't know about the councilmen. We don't have, they're all dang Republicans, but they're... Our veterans out of view. I mean, I'll make that decision, but I'm going to have to vote for some Republicans, I guess. But
well, listen tonight. Maybe somebody will strike you as interesting.
Yeah, maybe sway me a little bit.
That's right. Thank you.
I got my ballot, you know, yesterday. I haven't filled it out yet.
Oh,
so.
Well, hey, don't fill it out till tonight's over.
Yeah.
That's right. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if there's something on your mind and you've been thinking about it all night. Now, Lois Fisher is another name on the charter. Nobody's talked much about her. She's ran for political office before. She ran for mayor at one point. And what will her take be tonight? Will she be there tonight? You know, I don't know. We'll find out. As far as I know, she's going to be there. Interesting night, to be sure. Very, very, very interesting night. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Scott?
Yes?
I was after I hung up, I thought, now, is that at Tri Rivers? And just like that, you told me where it was at.
Senior Center.
You're very good. I hope you don't understand everything that goes through my head.
It's telepathy.
And now that I have Mr. whatever his name is on my side, there you go.
You got the high praise.
You got her.
You got it.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, Senior Center tonight is, I believe doors open at 7 o'clock. There's also, by the way, a Charter City information event going on tonight, 6 to 7. So, you know what? Tune it in. We might broadcast that. I just can't guarantee that at this point because I'm not sure how many people will be there because I'm also moderating that tonight. And I'm not sure how many people will be there to get us on the air at and I'm not sure how the miking will be on that. So if we can get that on the air at 6 o'clock, we will. If we can't, we can't. I can't promise that, but I know we'll be on the air by 7:15. For the pre-show for Candidates Night. But you can attend the event at the Senior Center at 6 o'clock for the Charter City information section with Gary Hunter. So I believe you can ask questions during that as well, but I believe those are also all on index cards. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 7 minutes left in the broadcast tonight. And, or today, I should say. Tonight's the other show. See, I'm going to schedule a nap tomorrow right during this show. Just a nap right during the show. That way I'll get, you know, hopefully somebody will call in and talk for like 15 minutes and I'll get a little nap tomorrow. And Amy Acton tonight, 10:15 to 10:45. 740-383-9944. If you got anything you'd like to say, feel free. Weigh on in. We'd love to hear from you. And again, interesting poll out today with our Amy Acton interview tonight. From Newsweek, 50 to 47, Ramaswamy over Acton with a year to go. 4.5% margin of error. What does that say as we head into this next gubernatorial debate? Well, tonight, you'll get to hear from Amy Acton, and hopefully, in the future, we can hear from Vivek Ramaswamy again. Always important to hear what's on people's mind. But again, we've got about 5 minutes left, so if you've been thinking about saying something today, feel free to weigh in. 740-383-9944. It is candidates' night day. It's like Christmas Eve this morning, and tonight would be more like Christmas. The rules are a little different tonight as far as time, so that'll be different. But more or less what has happened in past years. Now, I don't remember the last time they've done an event because several of the events were canceled during the pandemic. And then last year, I think they went to it was kind of a set up a booth type of a thing and give out information. That was how they did meet the candidates. So I'm kind of glad they're back to this particular format. Let's see. Well, I'll tell you what, we're getting down to 5 minutes here, so if you're thinking about saying something, speak now or forever hold your peace. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'll tell you, I like the group of people that calls in here. I think we've got a devoted group that wakes up every morning. They pay attention. They listen. And, you know, there's also the idea, a lot of people listen to these shows after they happen. A lot of people might work during this time, and we put them up on the internet. Adam puts them up there, does a very good job of that. So they're available throughout the day for people to listen to, and obviously that's very hard to call in. It's very hard to call in during that time. So, you know, there are a lot of ways to listen now, much more than there used to be. That is for sure. But the world changes, as they say. 740-383-9944. All right, under 4 minutes here to go today. Is anybody going to slip in with a comment before we wrap up the big broadcast here on Candidates Night? And remember, set an alarm. You don't want to be late tonight to the Candidates Night. 7:15, our coverage starts, runs through 10 o'clock, and then tonight we'll be back on 10:15 to 10:45 with Dr. Amy Acton, the Democratic candidate for governor in Ohio in 2026. So far, by the way, we don't know if anybody else is going to get in that race. That's still a mystery. Is Tim Ryan going to get in? We don't know. We'll find out as time goes on. Okay. Well, and as I said, if you do want to, if we can get the Charter City information event on the air tonight at 6, just check in at 6. And if it's on the air, it's on the air. If it's not, it's not. Basically, at this point, I don't know what the miking situation is to that. I have not been to the audio rehearsal yet, so I've got to go to that to know if the Charter City information event will be mic'd. If it's not mic'd, we can't air it. You wouldn't hear anything. But I should know more about that this afternoon, and if the miking is right and we have the people there who can handle that, then we probably will air that too. So if you want to check in at 6 to see if it's on, feel free to do that. Or if you want to come out to the Senior Center, I don't think it's going to be bad weather today, which is always a good thing. Does get dark quite a bit earlier than it used to, but it'll be good to have people out tonight. I don't know. You know, that's also another thing. Depending on how many candidates show up, how many people are you going to have in the audience? Here's a question as well. How many people are going to be in the audience tonight? The Senior Center is, I don't know how many it seats. We've done them there before. It's full sometimes. Sometimes not as full. I guess it just kind of depends on what interests people. And maybe this is a sign of the interest of Charter City. How full the room will be tonight? Will it draw a crowd? I don't know. We'll all have to show up tonight and see. But I appreciate all the calls that did come in today, and I appreciate everything that everybody said, and I guess I'll get one final plug in here with 45 seconds to go. It's the League of Women Voters Candidates Night tonight at 7:15 p.m. We'll run through 10 p.m. on this station, and then the interview with Dr. Amy Acton, Democratic candidate for governor here in Ohio, and that will be live. That will not be taped, starting at 10:15 tonight, running through 10:45, and the gang will be there tonight, Matt and Linda and Terry and myself. So it'll be fun, it'll be entertaining, and hopefully, most of all, it will be informative. So until later on this evening, for now, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Everybody have a great day.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.